That's not the same as flying jenny.
No.
Okay. And then if you have two ropes from a tree limb and a seat, that's just
swing.
And you would carry coal in a
coal scuttle.
Okay. And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
A flue.
Okay. Is that the same as a stovepipe?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what you call the small vehicle to carry bricks in, or something heavy that has one wheel and two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
Is there another name for it?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear of a Georgia buggy?
No, I didn't.
Okay. The man in Jasper, Alabama that I interviewed had heard of that. He says it's for concrete. It has four wheels. Let's see. And the thing that you drive is a... Today, the vehicle you drive is a...
Automobile.
Or...
Car.
Okay. And if something were squeaking in your car, you might tell the mechanic to do what to it?
To grease it.
And you would say, yesterday he...
greased it.
And if the grease got all over your hands, they're all...
axle grease black.
Or you'd say, my hands are...
Greasy.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say greasy in the north. Let's see. And if your door hinge is squeaking, what would you put on it?
An oil.
Mm-hmm. What did they burn in lamps formerly?
Kerosene.
Is there another name for it?
Well, there was something way back, but not even in my day and time, called whale oil.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same? Or?
Well, it's a heavier oil, I believe, but as far as I know, it was something used that you could light.
Do you have a name for a makeshift lamp that's made of a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
No, I don't believe so.
Do you have a name for those little black pots that they used to use out on the highway?
Smudge pots.
Yeah, that's what I call those. How about if it were just a piece of wood with cloth around it that was lighted?
Flail.
Do you know the term flambeau?
Uh-huh, I'm not. And that could be, could well be.
Is that used in your part?
No.
Where do you know the term? Where have you heard it?
Just in reading.
Oh, okay. Let's see. And inside the tire of a car would be the inner...
tube.
And if you had just built a boat and you were going to put it in the water for the first time, you say, I'm going to...
Lower.
Yeah, that's the one.
Lower.
No, not lower. Let's see.
Launch.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Let's see. What kind of small boat would you use for fishing on a lake without a motor?
A rowboat.
Any other names for that?
A paddle boat.
Mm-hmm. Does the term bateau mean anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Same thing.
How do you say it?
Bateau.
Okay. And if a child was just learning to dress himself, his mother might bring the clothes in and say,
put these on.
Well, in presenting it to him, she might say, here.
Are your clothes for the day.
Okay. And if you met a little boy and he was afraid of you, he thought you were going to do him some harm, you would say, I'm blank going to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
And if someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. We blank going in anyway.
We are going in anyway.
And if you were talking about the old days, you might lean back and say, blank the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah. And as you're getting these so fast, they'll think you're reading it out of the questionnaire. Somebody said, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say, no, it
was not I who was in town yesterday.